Behind the stoutly locked outer door in the corner staircase in the second court of St. Zed's College, where only a millisecond earlier there had been a slight flicker as the inner door departed, there was another slight flicker as the inner door now returned. Walking through the dark evening towards it, the large figure of Michael Wenton Weeks looked up at the corner windows. If any slight flicker had been visible, it would have gone unnoticed in the dim, dancing firelight that spilled from the window. The figure then looked up into the darkness of the sky. Looking for what it knew to be there, though there was not the slightest chance of seeing it, even on a clear night, which this was not. The orbits of Earth were now so cluttered with pieces of junk and debris that one more item among them, even such a large one as this was, would pass perpetually unnoticed. Indeed, it had done so, though its influence had from time to time exerted itself, from time to time, when the waves had been strong. Not for nearly 200 years had they been so strong as now they were again. And all at last was now in place. The perfect carrier had been found. The perfect carrier moved his footsteps onwards through the court. The professor himself had seemed the perfect choice at first, but that attempt had ended in frustration, fury, and then inspiration, bring a monk to earth. They were designed to believe anything, to be completely malleable. It could be suborned to undertake the task with the greatest of ease. Unfortunately, however, this one had proved to be completely hopeless. Getting it to believe something was very easy. Getting it to continue to believe the same thing for more than 5 minutes at a time had proved to be an even more impossible task than that of getting the professor to do what he fundamentally wanted to, but wouldn't allow himself. Then another failure, and then, miraculously, the perfect carrier had come at last. The perfect carrier had already proved that it would have no compunction in doing what would have to be done. Damply, clogged in mist, the moon struggled in a corner of the sky to rise. At the window, a shadow moved.